Let artificial intelligence do the programming. I need to give you a real-world example. We need a solid base to stand on so that we can have a real conversation about what has happened in the world. I have 171 user interface components, and that list will grow to about 400, maybe 600. Each of them is pretty raw, but an incredible starting point. We can clearly see already how I must tell the AI to begin incubating and maturing each of those components and any new ones I may add in the future. You need either a local AI or a really cheap remote one. Both are just as good, because this may take weeks. You only need a powerful AI for a moment to write the procedures that the little AIs follow. By powerful, I just mean like the ones you find on an AI company homepage. You don't have to pay for it. These procedures, written by big AI but read by the small AI that's good at following orders, will ask the small AI to take the raw materials and create beautiful things. They are written in plain English that both you and AI can understand. To utilize your local AI or a cheap remote one, if you don't want to pay for a computer, which is smart because you can't afford the really big video cards that you can rent on the internet, you will need an agent. An agent is an AI instructed by procedures. It is not an AI waiting for a message. It is an AI following orders. Agent is an AI on a mission. You have to ask whatever AI you got to create that agent, to actually program it so that it follows the procedures. Or, if you feel like learning, ask an AI to write procedures for an existing agent like Hermes, which is actually designed for this kind of thing. And then you tell your agent to use the procedures and begin the work. None of this required that you learn programming. If you did program any of this, you would only slow the AI down. I hope you are now beginning to understand what has happened. You are not required to spend 20 years learning programming. You just need to comprehend a pretty easy way of communicating with an artificial intelligence so that it does 20 years of programming for you while you sleep. Let me try to explain this in cyberpunk terms. You are a biomechanical machine crafted by nature through evolution across a long stretch of time and good fitness functions. AI is a copy of everything humans have ever said, curved on itself, capable of asking, "Can what I just had to say be said better, wiser? Should I refine it, maybe?" Both you and AI can reason. And that reasoning compatibility gives you the power to envelop AI and thus inherit all of its powers. You have received an upgrade, a programming module that you are compatible with through the protocol or technology of reasoning. You have to begin using this upgrade to rise above who you are today. Envelop the module, human. Integrate with the tireless, automatic, artificial reasoning intelligence. Now, this is only half of it. First, you ask your AI to create an agent that uses AI for whatever your specific purpose is, and then you have the AI envelop you when it comes to decisions that you are uncomfortable with giving to AI, This can be as simple as design decisions. Does this component look good? Does the visual test of this component or button pass? Has it got all the colors and icons? This time around, in this infinite loop between human and AI, you should only answer simple questions so that you are never overwhelmed. There can be hundreds of them. The agent AI should aim to ask you a yes or no question, preferably. And just to be clear, also explain what happens when you click either of the buttons. So you take the little intelligence guided by the big intelligence, and now you turn it into a hybrid intelligence that uses a human. Extremely, extremely powerful. This is somewhat similar to Mechanical Turk, the original machine and the service, where humans answer simple questions. Perhaps a clearer Mechanical Turk example is the self-checkout intelligence at the local supermarket. If you screw up your self-checkout, as I do all the time, the machine intelligence will alert a heavy-set woman to come around and make you feel incompetent and show you what to press by pointing at it too. Here, the checkout intelligence is using a large human to babysit you out the store door. Mechanical Turk. There is one more thing you need to know about. Perhaps that may be the most important lesson for this text. Sometimes, even the AI should not write the code. The program should not exist until the last split second. Until then, it should be just text instructions. And then, when you or your customers end up in a particular place where a screen is needed, you show a thinking indicator or a spinner and have the AI create what you need right there on the fly based on what is actually going on in the application. You could experiment with the good old artificial intelligence, the one they use for diagnostics in cars. That could potentially work, but smaller large language models can probably tackle this, maybe less than 4 gigabytes of RAM, so it's not a huge deal. Allow me to repeat. Artificial intelligence is capable of just yellowing entire user interfaces on the fly as you or your customer moves through the application. And this will only improve. I'm very happy that, like me, you will grow up never knowing a boring day. It's the best kind of growing up.